After losing elections, most people concede and move on. But Glenn Devlin, a Republican district court judge in Harris County, Texas, who lost re-election on Tuesday, decided to release at least seven juvenile defendants who came before him, saying that's what the voters wanted. Devlin asked the minors if they planned to kill anybody. When they said no, he let them go. Here's public defender Stephen Halpert on ABC 13 News.
He made a comment that this is obviously what the voters wanted. And I think the implication there is that by electing all Democratic judges, there's this belief that Democratic judges are going to be soft on crime.
Joining us now is Davis Land, reporter at Houston Public Media. Davis, what happened here?
Right. So it's clear that this judge saw his being sent out of office as a message. Now, immediately after that, Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg came out with a statement saying that they opposed the wholesale release of violent offenders at any age and saying that it could endanger the public. Stephen Halpert, the public defender that we heard there just a second ago, we spoke with him this morning. He says it's not unusual to release kids in this court, but the manner, he said, was unusual and that Judge Devlin was proving a point.
Well, and who were these people who were released? Are they people who should have stayed in detention?
So there are at least seven kids. Four of them are reportedly facing aggravated robbery charges, and some of them were seeing minor offenses. Now, again, it's not unusual to release kids before trial if they have a clear plan and the court knows where they're going to be. But in this method, just kind of wholesale releasing kids is very unusual and isn't typically done, especially in Devlin's court.
Well, tell us about Glenn Devlin. What is his reputation as a judge?
So he's been on the court since 2010 and presides over the juvenile gang court there. He's known for favoring incarceration as opposed to other sentences. A Houston Chronicle investigation earlier this year found that Devlin and one other judge account for more than one-fifth of all the kids that are sent to state prison in Texas last year.
Now, Devlin was one of 59 Republican jurists in Harris County who lost re-election on Tuesday. Why was there such a Democratic sweep? Is this just the Beto O'Rourke effect?
Yeah, it appears that high turnout and people selecting straight party tickets are a large cause of this kind of Democratic sweep in Harris County. For a long time, the city of Houston has been Democratic, but Harris County as a whole tends to vote more conservative. Even Harris County Judge Ed Emmett, who presides over the whole county, he's the county's top elected official, was swept out of office and is being replaced by a 27-year-old Democrat here who's never held office. So it appears that a lot of people are voting straight ticket Democrat, and that's showing up in the results.
So did Democrats run on a platform of being soft on crime or reforming the system?
Not typically. A big talking point for Democrats, especially in criminal justice in Houston, is that they are hard on crime because that's so often a line used against them.
Davis, just bigger picture here. How does it feel in Texas a couple days after a Democrat almost won statewide? As we look at the state from the rest of the country, it looks like maybe there's been some kind of a shift there.
It does. And it seems that high turnout is driving that more people are amped up about politics right now and that more people are turning out to vote. And we certainly see a lot of activity and a lot of enthusiasm going forward for future elections in both parties here.
That's Davis Land, a reporter at Houston Public Media. Thank you.
Thank you.